بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. On behalf of Understand Quran Academy Hyderabad, I would like to welcome you to 26th session in which we will study some more prayers, supplications. But we start with hadith. Umar bin al-Khattab radiyallahu anhu reported the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Verily, Allah elevates some people with this Qur'an and abases others." That is, He will make some people go up with this Qur'an who will follow it, practice it, and others who will leave it, Allah will put them down. And Ibn Umar radiyallahu anhu reported the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Envy is justified in regard to two types of persons only: a man whom Allah has given knowledge of the Quran and so he recites it during the night and during the day, and a man whom Allah has given wealth and so he spends from it during the night and during the day." That also shows the virtues of, you know, being attached with the Quran, reciting it, practicing it. Alright, now we come to spoken Arabic. In spoken Arabic, in the last class we learned Wainak. Aina ant. Aina means where. Anta, you. Aina ant, where are you? Or in brief, Wainak. And slang. And Wainant also is slang. Wain is slang of Aina. Aina is where. In response, if you want to say Ana asif jiddan, I'm very sorry. Samihni, excuse me. Ana means I asif. I'm sorry. Okay, asif means the one who is sorry. Asif, fa'il, asif, the one who is sorry. Ana asif, I am very sorry. I'm sorry. Jiddan, very. Ana asif jiddan, I am very sorry. Jiddan is very. Samihni, samihni is, samih means forgive or excuse. Ni, me. Samihni, excuse me. So asif means the one who is sorry. Asif jiddan. Jiddan means very. Too much. Asif jiddan. I'm very sorry. And samihni means excuse me. Forgive me. Now we come to grammar. In grammar, in the last class, we learned amara and ra'a. But again, to put things in perspective, I ask you to go back to this sheet in which, alhamdulillah, we have covered almost all of it, even the last one in the last class. But just to recap, we started with fa'ala, okay, and we practiced all those forms, you know, fa'ala, fa'alu, fa'alta, fa'altu, fa'altu, fa'alna, yafa'alu, yafa'alu, tafa'alu, tafa'alu, nafa'alu, nafa'alu, ifa'alu, ifa'alu, la tafa'al, la tafa'alu, fa'il, maf'ul, fa'il. And we said there are six patterns out of which four are important. What are they? Fataha, nasara, daraba, sami'a. And the only difference is in a, u, e sounds. Okay? So, fataha is fataha, yaftahu, sorry, fataha, yaftahu, iftah, fatih, maftuh, fatih. And if you know fataha, you can make all the rest. And if you know yaftahu, you can make the rest. Second one is nasara, yansuru, unsur, nasir, mansur, nasr. Third one is daraba, yadribu, idrib, darib, madrub, darb. And fourth one is sami'a, yasma'u, isma', sami', masmu', sam'. Okay? And then we said there are special cases. And the first special case was where out of three letters, two are repeated. Like dalla. So dalla, yadillu, dilla, dal, Madzash, dalala, and dalal also. And then we took another three special cases where weak letters were there. You know, what are the weak letters? Waw, ya, alif. One of them is a weak letter in the start, in the middle, and in the end. In the start, wajada, yajidu, jid, wajid, mawjud, wujud. In the middle, we have qala, kana, sorry, qala, yaqulu, قُلْ قَائِلْ مَقُولْ قَوْلْ. And in the end, دَعَى يَدْعُو أُدْعُو دَاعٍ مَدْعُو دُعَى. And lastly, that's what we studied in the last class, where one of these three letters, فَاعِنْ لَمْ, one of them is Hamza. And the example we did last time was Amara and also Ra'a. Amara. Let's practice Amara. Amara, Amaru. Amarta, Amartum. Amartu, Amarna. Ya'muru, Ya'muruna. Ta'muru, Ta'muruna. Amuru, Na'muru. Mur, Muru. So here you see the X is behaving something like weak letter. Hamza is gone. Mur, Muru. La ta'mur, la ta'muru. Amir, ma'mur, amr. And also we practiced ra'a. Ra'a means he saw. Ra'aita, ra'aita alladhi, or alam tara. So ra'a, ra'au. Ra'aita, ra'aitum. Ra'aitu, ra'aina. Yara, yarawna. Tara, tarawna. Ara, nara. Ra, row. La tara, la taraw. Ra'in, mar'i, ra'yun. Okay, and today we'll do two more, which are, by the way, starting with the beginning about the feminine. Huwa fataha hiya, fatahat. And she opens, hiya taftahu, anta taftahu, hiya taftahu. Huwa nasara hiya, nasarat. And she helps. هي تنصر هو ضرب هي ضربت وهي she hits هي تضرب and هو سمع هي سمعت she listened and she listens هي تسمع and هو ضل هي ضلت and she gets lost هي تضل and هو وجد هي وجدت وهي تجد she finds and هو قال هي قالت and she says تقول هي تقول and هو دعا هي دعت and هي تدعو she calls and lastly هو أمر هي أمرت and she orders هي تأمر. That's good. Now let's learn two more words, two more verbs in which weak letter has come. In which one of the letter is Hamza. Ata. Ata means came. Ata means came. Ata bi means came with. Bi means with. Ata bi came with. Which means brought. Right? Like ja'a came. Ja'a bi brought. Came with. Means brought. Jib moya. Ji bi moya. Okay? Okay. Ata atau. أتيت أتيتم أتيت أتينا يأتي يأتونا تأتي تأتونا آتي نأتي إيتي إيتو لا تأتي لا تأتو آت مأتي إتيان آت مأتي إتيان Okay. Again, ata atau, ataita ataitum, ataitu ataina, yati yatuna, taati taatuna, ati naati, iti itu, la taati la taatu, atin maati itian. Alright, and Ata has come in Al-Quran 263 times. MashaAllah, in this short time we have learned to, and then Sha'a, the one next that we will practice, the next word which we will practice, has come in the Quran 277 times. So together they are 500 words, they constitute 500 words of the Quran. So Alhamdulillah, we are learning in such a short time. Let us repeat Sha'a. Sha'a means Inshallah, that means yeah, if he wills. Sha'a means willed. That's our reference, inshallah. So, Sha'a, Sha'u. Shi'ta, Shi'tum. Shi'tu, Shi'na. Yasha'u, Yasha'una. Tasha'u, Tasha'una. Asha'u, Nasha'u. Sha'a, Sha'u. La Tasha'u, La Tasha'u. Sha'in dash mashi'ah. Sha'in
Shia.
Okay. Again, can you translate Sha'a? He wished. Sha'u?
They wished.
Shi'ta? You wished. Shi'tum? You wished. Shi'tu? I wished. Shi'na? He wished. Yasha'u? He wishes. Yasha'una? They wish. Tasha'u? You wish. Tasha'una? All. Asha'u? Wish. Nasha'u? We wish. Sha' wish. Sha'u? La tasha'. La tasha'u. Sha'in dash mashia, to wish. By the way, you know, sha'a is sha. Similarly, ja'a ji. Okay, ji moya. Ji. Ji bi moya. Ja'a ya ji'u. That's why it is ji. This is sha'a ya sha'u. Alright, so alhamdulillah, we have learned 277 plus 267. By the way, feminine. Huwa ra'a, hiya. So she saw, hiya ra'a. Then she sees, hiya tara. Very good. And huwa, what was that? Ata, hiya. Atat. Okay, atat. Alif will go. Hiya atat, she came. And she comes, hiya. Hiya ta'ti. Anta ta'ti, hiya ta'ti. And huwa sha'a, he wanted, he wished. Hiya sha'at, she wanted. And she wants, hiya tasha'u. Okay, that's good. Now we come to the revision of last class. In the last class, we have learned two prayers while going out of the house. While entering house and while going out for the masjid. When entering house, Allahumma inni as'aluka khayra al-mawliji wa khayra al-makhraji. Bismillahi walajna wa bismillahi kharajna wa ala Allahi rabbana tawakkalna. Allahumma inni as'alu. I ask. Huh? No problem. Repeat I. Inni indeed I. As'alu, I ask. Ka. You. Khayra. Good. Khayra al-mawliji. Good of my entrance. Good of entrance. Wa khayra al-makhraji. And good of going out or leaving or exiting. Oh Allah, I ask you the good of entrance and the good of going out. Bismillahi. In the name of Allah. Walajna. We entered. Mawlij is entrance. Walajna. We entered. Wa bismillahi. And in the name of Allah. Kharajna. We exit. We came out. Or we went out. Wa alallahi rabbana. And on Allah rabbana, our Lord. Tawakkalna. We trusted. Tawakkalna. Okay. But in English we'll say, in Allah our Lord we trusted. And we have been telling you that preposition is translated according to the verb in your language. So in Arabic it is ala, tawakkalna ala Allah. In English, trusted in Allah. In Urdu, par iman, par bharosa kiya. So ala matches there. Doesn't have to match in every language. In the name of Allah we entered, and in the name of Allah we came out, and on Allah our Lord, or in Allah our Lord, we trusted. While going to masjid, Allahumma ja'al fi qalbi nura. Allahumma ja'al fi qalbi nura. Allahumma, wallah, ij'al, place, or make, place. Fi qalbi, in my heart. Qalbi's heart. And the plural is qulub. Okay, not qalbun, qalbin, qulub. And that's why qulub is which plural? Solid plural or broken? Broken plural. It's not following the law. So broken plural. Fi qalbi nura. Nur means light. Oh Allah, place in my heart light. وَفِي لِسَانِ نُورَ, and in my tongue light. وَفِي سَمْعِ نُورَ, and in my hearing light. وَفِي بَصَرِ نُورَ, and in my sight light. And place light in my sight. وَمِنْ فَوْقِ نُورَ, and from above light. وَمِنْ تَحْتِ نُورَ, and from below light. وَعَنْ يَمِينِ نُورَ, and from my right light. Or on my right light. And وَعَنْ شِمَالِ نُورَ, and from my left light, or on my left. وَمِنْ أَمَامِ نُورَ, and from my front light. وَمِنْ خَلْفِ نُورَ, and in my back light. وَجْعَلْ فِي نَفْسِي نُورًا, and in my soul light. What is the meaning of light in my heart, tongue, sam'a and basar? That means whatever I want, it will be something Allah wants according to guidance. Whatever I say, whatever I listen, whatever I see, everything is according to the guidance or according to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants. So I am completely acting according to the wishes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's a beautiful prayer. So let us practice it with TPI, as like last time. We'll do it 3-4 times. And use your hands to show what we mean. Allahumma ja'al fi qalbi nura. Wa fi lisani nura. Wa fi sam'i nura. Wa fi basari nura. Wa min fawqi nura. Wa min tahti nura. Wa an yamini nura. وعن شمال نورة ومن أمام نورة ومن خلف نورة واجعل في نفسي نورة اللهم اجعل في قلبي نورة وفي لساني نورة وفي سمعي نورة وفي بصري نورة ومن فوقي نورة ومن تحتي نورة وعن يميني نورة وعن شمالي نورة ومن أمام نورة ومن خلف نورة واجعل في نفسي نورة اللهم اجعل في قلبي نورة وفي لساني نورة وفي سمعي نورة وفي بصري نورة ومن فوقي نورة ومن تحتي نورة وعن يميني نورة وعن شمالي نورة ومن أمامي نورة ومن خلفي نورة واجعل في نفسي نورة. One more time. اللهم اجعل في قلبي نورة وفي لساني نورة وفي سمعي نورة وفي بصري نورة ومن فوقي نورة ومن تحتي نورة وعن يميني نورة وعن شمالي نورة ومن أمامي نورة ومن خلفي نورة واجعل في نفسي نورا. You can remember this prayer easily. Start from heart, then lisan, then sam', then basar. Up, down, right, left, front, back, and back to self. Now we come to today's class. We will learn 4 prayers today, 4 supplications. First of all, while entering masjid, mosque. Bismillah wa salatu wa salam ala rasulillah. Allahumma aftah li abwaab rahmatik. This has been taught by the Prophet that whenever, roughly, that whenever we enter masjid, we should say durood on the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and pray this. Allahumma aftah li abwaab rahmatik. Bismillah, in the name of Allah. Wa salatu and blessings. Wassalamu and peace. Ala Rasulillah, on the Messenger of Allah. In the name of Allah, and blessings and peace be upon the Messenger of Allah. Practice.
Bismillahi
wassalatu
wassalamu ala Rasulillah. Bismillahi, in the name of Allah. Wassalatu and blessings. Wassalamu and peace. Ala Rasulullah, upon the Messenger of Allah. In the name of Allah, and blessings and peace be upon the Messenger of Allah.
Allahumma aftah li abwaab rahmatik. Allahumma, Allah, iftah, open, li, for me, abwaab, gates. Singular is bab. Bab is gate. Bab is chapter also. The gate or door, abwaab, gates, doors, rahmatika, your mercy. Oh Allah, open the gates of your, the doors, open the doors of your mercy, open the gates of your mercy.
Allahumma ihtali abwaab rahmatik. Allahumma, oh Allah, iftah, open, li, for me, abwaab, the gates, rahmatik, your mercy. Oh Allah, open for me the gates of your mercy.
Okay. And you know, there is a beautiful explanation for this dua. That is, oh Allah, I have come physically to the doors of your masjid. I am entering the masjid. Physically I am there in the masjid now. But please, more important is the doors of your mercy. I should not be unfortunate that I come to masjid, I pray while my mind is absent, I'm thinking somewhere else, and the mercy doors of your mercy are closed, and I leave the masjid without getting anything. Next is when coming out from the masjid. Allahumma inni as'aluka min fadlik. Allahumma, inni, indeed I, as'aluka, I ask you, min fadlik, from your bounty. Fadl, bounty, grace. Okay, O Allah, I indeed ask you from your bounty.
Allahumma inni as'aluka min fadlika. Allahumma, O Allah, inni, indeed I, as'aluka, I ask you, min fadlika, from your bounty. O Allah, I truly ask you from your bounty.
Yeah, and that is also, you know, very important, that when we get out of the masjid, we ask the fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whether, you know, for this world or for Akhirah, we are going for our jobs or market or any other work, we want His fadl, His bounties, His blessings. And of course, whatever we do for our deen, for our Akhirah, including this dunya's work, if our intention is there, everything, everywhere we want His bounty, whether we are in masjid or outside masjid. When entering market, and here also this dua is very, you know, lot of virtue is there for reading this dua when we enter market. La ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu lahul mulku wa lahul hamdu yuhyi wa yumit wa huwa hayyul la yamut biyadihi alkhayr wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir. La ilaha illallah, there is no god except Allah, that's so simple. La sharika lah, la, no, sharik, partner. Sharik is partner. Okay, this is, you know, shirk is to associate with Allah, to say that Allah has partners. That is shirk. Sharik is partner. Lahu, to him, for him. There is no partner for him. Practice.
La ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika la. La ilaha, there is no god illallah except Allah.
He is alone.
He is alone. La sharika. There is no partner. Lahu, to him. There is no God except Allah alone. There is no partner to him.
Yeah. Wahdahu is he is alone. Yeah, I missed that. Lahu al-mulku wa lahu al-hamdu. Lahu, for him or to him, al-mulk is the dominion. Okay. Wa lahu al-hamd, and to him or for him is the praise. For him is the dominion and for him is the praise.
Lahul mulku wa lahul hamdu. Lahu, to him. Lahul mulku, his is the domain.
Dominion, not domain, dominion.
His is the dominion. Wa lahu, and his, alhamdu, is the praise. To him is the dominion and his is the praise.
Yuhyi wa yumitu wa huwa hayyul la yamutu. Yuhyi, he gives life. Wa yumitu, and he gives and he causes death. Yuhyi, he gives life, and yumit, he causes death. Wa huwa, and he is hayyun, living. La yamutu, he doesn't die. Okay, so yamutu means he dies. Yumitu means he causes someone to die or he kills. Yamutu is dies, and yumitu makes someone die. So yuhyi wa yumitu, he brings life and he causes death, and he is living, he doesn't die.
Yuhyi wa yumitu wa huwa hayyul la yamut. Yuhyi, he brings life, wa yumitu, and he causes death. Wa huwa, and he, hayyul, is living, la yamutu, he does not die. He brings life and causes death, and he is living, he does not die.
بيده الخير وهو على كل شيء قدير. بيده, in his hand, الخير is all good. In his hand is the good, which means all good. وهو, and he, على, on, كل, every شيء, thing, قدير, all powerful. In his hand is all good, and he is powerful over all, everything, over everything. بِيَدِهِ الْخَيْرُ بِيَدِهِ الْخَيْرُ
بِيَدِهِ الْخَيْرُ فَهُوَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ
بِيَدِهِ
بِيَدِهِ
بِيَدِهِ Okay.
الْخَيْرُ is all good, وَهُوَ and he عَلَى over كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ All powerful, is all powerful. In his hand is all good, and he, or everything is all powerful.
Okay, and also this is beautiful prayer while entering, and one should realize what he is saying while entering any market, because there we are saying La ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu. We are glorifying, we are stating that there is no God except Allah, He is alone, there is no partner to Him. Lahul mulk wa lahul hamd. Whatever you see in the market, the big buildings and establishments and industries, actually the owner, real owner is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only. Wa lahul hamd, whatever beauty you see, whatever wonderful production you see, actual praise is the Creator's praise, who has created everything. The creation has, you know, the people have tried to invent something, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the ultimate creator, and His is the praise. And yuhyi wa yumit wa huwa hayyul la yamutu. He gives life and He gives death. Whatever you see here will be destroyed one day. All of them will be gone. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be only one who will live. He is not going to die. So be attached to Him, not be attached, attracted to the worldly things. بِيَدِهِ الْخَيْرِ. If you see big people in the market, industrialists, bosses, directors, managers, millionaires, billionaires, don't think that they have khair. The good is in the hands of Allah only. وَهُوَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرًا. He is the one who is powerful over everything. So all these dua which are taught to us by the Prophet ﷺ have deep meanings. And he has taught us to what we should say, and whatever we say, just don't take it as ritual alone, but think over the meanings. They have really, you know, they enrich our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they strengthen our belief, and also they remove any, you know, awe or any kind of impression of this dunya on our heart. Oh, we are so much attracted to hardware, so much impressed by people and buildings and money. And no, always be, you know, impressed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's power and His blessings. Okay, when getting up from group discussion and company, Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika Subhanallahi wa bihamdihi Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Subhanallah, glory be to Allah, wa bihamdihi, and with His praise. Glory be to Allah and with His praise. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Yeah, Subhanallah means glory be to Allah wa bihamdihi and with His praise. Okay, glory be to Allah and with His praise. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Same thing with ka. Subhanakallahumma, glory be to you, O Allah, wa bihamdika, and with your praise.
Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Subhanaka, glory be to you, Allahumma, O Allah, wa bihamdika, and with your praise. Glory be to you, O Allah, and with your praise.
Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Ashhadu, I bear witness. A'udhu, af'alu, I bear witness. An, that La ilaha, there is no God illa except anta, you. I bear witness that there is no God except you.
Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Ashhadu, I bear witness an that La ilaha, there is no God illa except anta, you. I bear witness that there is no God except you.
أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. أستغفر, I ask forgiveness. ك, of you, or I ask your forgiveness. وأتوب, and I turn, which means meaning in repentance, إليك, to you, and I turn in repentance to you.
أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. أستغفرك, I seek your forgiveness. وأتوب, and I turn in repentance, إليك, to you. seek your forgiveness, I turn in repentance towards you.
With this we stop here, and please remember your 7 homeworks, and also try to carry the vocabulary sheet in your pocket or the booklet, inshallah, that will be available hopefully with this book. Always keep that booklet in your pocket, which will contain all the vocabulary that we will be covering in this course. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us tawfiq to understand and practice Quran. Subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.